Music Network has been bringing live music performances to venues and towns and villages across the country for almost 40 years now. The recipe for success is simple. Excellent musicians and interesting collaborations. So, for example, you could take a traditional pianist and you invite him to collaborate with a young brother and sister steeped in the Shan No singing tradition of Connemara. And you'll end up with something very new. Seamus and Caoimhe O'Flaherty and pianist Ryan Molloy, who are currently on tour, is what you end up with. Lorna Siggins met Caoimhe and Seamus at their family home overlooking the islands in the Bay of Kilchiron, a view which, as it turns out, had inspired Ryan Molloy.
So I don't know if you can see this one here, just down to the south there with the big long beach, where the waves are just breaking behind it there. So that's Ilan Wuskiri. That's one of the islands that Ryan was inspired by to write a tune. So back to the west there, beyond Muinish Island, is Ilan Vectara. And that's a pilgrimage island where St. Magdara's Chapel was built. So there's a pilgrimage out there every July. So that was the other inspiration. You can see that from the window of our national school.
Because when he was composing the pieces, he didn't realise that those islands were so close to you.
No, hadn't a clue. He just said he felt a pull to them when he saw them on Google Maps. So that's what he said. Yeah. And the names jumped out.
That's a full gale, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah,
welcome.
Paul too.
Come on, yeah.
Mary. This is Dara, and this is my partner.
Hello, Dara. How are you?
Oh, it's Rory. Nice to meet you. How are you?
Rory.
Yeah.
Nice. Right, now.
A cup of tea.
A cup of tea if you have
this
a mate.
Yeah, we have. I might make a fresh
don't
one.
Don't make a fresh one for me now, really.
You're okay, out
inside,
here.
Their mother Mary brings tea and memories of music in childhood.
Yeah.
So there would have been sessions in the house when you were
small,
grown up. So
yeah,
it would be very
normal.
Them.
You used to love Uncle Liam singing.
Yeah. Dad's only 17, so there was cousins falling out of the rafters everywhere, and everyone would take a song. And there was never anything about who was good or who was bad. People would sing away. It was all very relaxed. We used to love that, actually.
Would there be a lot of music around here, Mary?
Yeah, lots. We're in an area steeped in the tradition, and actually the school they attended is the centre of the Shannon's tradition. Joanie attended the school. It was Joanie's grandniece who taught them in the infant classroom. Catriona and Nichanon used to come in, and Barbara Ainu.
So the Shannon's aristocracy, really?
They were exposed big time when they were when they were young.
We learned from the best, and we were learning really big, kind of heavy songs from a very young age, but that kind of really helped us get a grasp of how important these songs were and the stories behind them as well, so we're just so fortunate.
And the kids in the school are still getting that?
100% in RDA, you'd still see them, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
When we were growing up, Shannos and Trad was probably the only thing we knew for quite a couple of years, but then obviously social media came through and the radio and stuff, and we were introduced to loads of other genres. And I think a lot of our love for harmonies as well might have come from listening to other genres, and then we kind of used that to apply into Shannos as well.
I just think that harmony is such an expressive form of music. You know, there's so much that can be said with harmony, especially if we have another voice. So we do well with the two, but I love having a third or fourth voice to explore with and just create these delicious chords that can communicate emotion or make people feel something that they can't hear in the lyrics or in the music itself. You know, you can communicate aspects of the story and aspects of the language through harmony.
Naru.
So you can experiment now, there's a bit more freedom.
When we did start off, we were kind of apprehensive about doing it because a lot of people believe that Shannel should remain untouched and as a solo practice. And we definitely believe that that's a really important aspect of the tradition and that that should keep going as well and that should be kept alive. But like Seamus said, I think by adding instruments into these songs and adding harmonies and telling the story through these chords, it kind of invites more people into the tradition that maybe wouldn't have had access to it before.
Yeah, and also the context in which Seamus exists today. Do you know, it used to be something that was only specific to an area like this, Connemara or Kirkcaldy in Kerry or Gweedore, maybe up in Donegal. It used to be confined to Gaeltacht areas. Nowadays, you hear Seamus on international stages, national stages, the radio, the television. It's almost necessary to let it exist in the 21st century and let kind of 21st century influences make their way into it and just see what happens. Not to change a tradition, more so to let the tradition exist in your context.
How much do you think the landscape influences your music?
I think, yeah, there's something special about the place. There's a certain magic about it. The fact that we're so far removed and that it's so rough and rugged, I think that affects the psyche over generations. A lot of the songs we sing in Seamus are about, you know, the landscapes, the Logan and the place names, the families that lived here, the trades they had, events that took place.
Is it my imagination, or is there an added extra when the harmonies come from within the same family? Caoimhe and Seamus O'Flaherty, winners of the Best Newcomers in the RT Radio 1 Folk Awards last year. And that's a small taste of what is on offer tonight, along with Ryan Malloy on piano, at the Bell Table Arts Centre in Limerick, and over the coming weeks in venues in Dublin, Wicklow, Clare, Galway, Kerry, and even in London. All details on musicnetwork.ie. That is it from us for today on the Countrywide Ensemble. Eileen Heron, Liam Mullen, Amandine Passo-Devine were all in perfect harmony. Until next week, good morning.